By the end of June 1861, Sanford had established a network in London that ran through U.S. Consul Freeman Morse and Ignatius Pulaski's private detective force. Encouraged by Northern overseers, in 1862, Pulaski, a veteran of London's Metropolitan Police Force, created his own private detective agency, Pulaski's Private Inquiry Office, which Morse initially hired to set up a nationwide surveillance system regarding Confederate activities inside Great Britain. So long as he was well paid, Pulaski and his men would prove invaluable to Northern efforts to undermine the Confederacy. Pulaski and his men created a surveillance system that would, as Pulaski wrote to Morse, leave no room for further improvement in monitoring Confederate agents. Within just 3 months, Pulaski had boasted in a report that he had established a surveillance system whole and everywhere throughout Great Britain. Of special interest was James Bullock, who was sent abroad to purchase ships and war supplies for the southern states. Bullock's reputation had preceded him. Seward himself had warned all ministers and councils in Britain of his impending visit to England. Pulaski's method was to exploit his contacts from his service on the London police force to suborn British police and government agents with extra compensation he paid for information and services. After his arrival on June 4th, 1861, Sanford's agents constantly tailed Bullock. By the next month, Sanford informed Seward that he had doubled the amount of the surveillance dedicated to Bullock, the most dangerous man the South have here. Tracking this one man cost Sanford 150 British pounds a month. It was Pulaski, however, who ran most of the day-to-day surveillance operations in Britain. Pulaski assigned agents to monitor London and Liverpool warehouses and ports. From there, shipments could be tracked to individual ships as agents carefully examined shipping labels and boxes for distinguishing characteristics in order to gain knowledge of their contents. He paid postmen an extra pound a week to provide him details on the origins of letters mailed to known Confederates and their dates of delivery. When multiple letters came from a single seaport town, an agent would be assigned to try and locate a ship departing for the Confederacy. On September 24th, 1861, Pulaski proposed an expansion of surveillance. He suggested the utilization of officials employed in dock and steamship companies to receive schedules of Confederacy-bound ships. Clerks were bribed in order to gain copies of Confederate business transactions. When his agents uncovered Confederate message bearers en route to America, Northern agents endeavored to travel on the same ship in order to intercept the message or to follow the message to its destination. Pulaski initiated the use of lawyers to delay the departure of shipments through British courts. Such delays afforded Northern agents the opportunity to sabotage ships laden with Southern goods at a cost of about 5,000 pounds. The loaded ships could simply be sunk. In one report, Pulaski added dryly, "Accidents are so numerous in the channel, you know." At any rate, it was important that ships leaving port be reported with enough information that they might be placed on a blacklist and possibly intercepted. Pulaski also proposed stowing federal agents on supply ships and bribing ships' crews to help take over the ship. Once overrun, the ship could be intentionally sunk or sailed into a northern port. As historian Harriet Chapel Owsley has noted, such efforts often failed. The most notable unsuccessful northern attempt to stop a Confederate-bound ship was the Gladiator, where attempts to purchase the ship fell through due to extraordinarily high costs exceeding 50,000 pounds.